Letters sent to Santa Claus are being returned or recycled due to a new Postal Service regulation. The national policy change follows an incident on the East Coast last December in which a volunteer responding to Santa letters was identified as a sex offender. The change affects post offices and community groups around the country that have traditionally worked together to answer Santa letters. But as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, it's hitting especially hard in the Christmas-themed city of North Pole.
North Pole's main street is Santa Claus Lane. There are candy cane light poles and a towering fiberglass statue of jolly old Saint Nick. The city calls itself the place where the spirit of Christmas lives year-round. And the Postal Service's decision to stop releasing letters to Santa for local volunteers to answer has dampened that spirit.
The Grinch has already stolen Christmas and ran out of town, and unless his heart melts, we're in trouble.
That's North Pole Mayor Doug Isaacson. He says the community's 50-plus year tradition of answering some of the hundreds of thousands of letters sent to Santa has been largely shut down by the new Postal Service policy.
We've had organizations like Santa's Mailbag that since 1954 have been responding to these letters. We have civic organizations and churches and school kids and individuals and City Hall responding to these letters, but we're not going to be able to do this anymore.
U.S. Postal Service Alaska Region Consumer Affairs Manager Dawn Peppinger says the change is aimed at protecting kids.
We had a privacy concern that we had to address to protect the children. So this year's program changed to where we have to take extra steps to ensure that none of the personal information for the children are given to the third party.
The new rules allow postal employees to respond to Santa letters or redact identifying information so approved volunteers can. But Peppinger says that's not happening in Alaska due to the large volume of letters sent to North Pole and limited staffing to handle processing.
Unfortunately, with those extra steps required to track and redact and protect our children, we're not able to meet those to provide those letters to the third party.
The new rules do not affect letters accurately addressed to the North Pole nonprofit Santa's Mailbag, which coordinates community volunteer responses, or to businesses like the Santa Claus House in North Pole, which also receives many Santa letters. Santa Claus House Operations Manager Paul Brown says it does affect thousands of letters that only have limited address information.
Traditionally, what's happened in North Pole is that if kids have sent letters to Santa or written letters to Santa and mailed them and just put the address Santa Claus, North Pole, a lot of those will be redirected to the post office here in North Pole. And what North Pole has done in the past has taken those letters, collected them, and then passed them off to a nonprofit here in North Pole called Santa's Mailbag. And what's happening now is they can't distribute those letters anymore. So essentially what's going to happen is all those letters that are written by children are going to either be recycled or be stored or, you know, unfortunately be thrown away.
Brown says letters to Santa aren't just about fun. He says they sometimes get help to those in need.
They've received letters from kids that are going through a hardship or even from parents that are going through a hardship, and they have worked with nonprofits in the hometowns of the children or the adults that have written. So it's not just the response to the letters. It's also they do what they can to help out those that need help this time of year.
Many in North Pole feel taken by surprise by the Postal Service's policy change on Santa letters. Mayor Isaacson says the agency did not consult with the community before making its decision.
Instead of saying to us, what are you doing to ensure the safety of the children? Instead, they put onerous procedures and then said, if you don't want to comply with these procedures, you can opt out.
Isaacson is working with Alaska's congressional delegation to try to get the Postal Service to reconsider the Santa letter policy, as well as another recent action that affects North Pole holiday mail. Every year, hundreds of thousands of Christmas cards are mailed to Alaska to get a North Pole postmark, a service that's been handled through the Fairbanks Post Office, but is being moved to Anchorage. The Postal Service's Peppinger says Anchorage processing machines can better handle the Christmas mail. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.